Welcome to the Difference of 13 podcast, where we make a difference by doing it differently.
It's going to be a fiery one today.
It's going to be all about Terry. And without further ado, welcome to the Difference of 13. We're really excited to have you here with us today. My name is Chris.
And I'm Terry.
And we are going to talk about drug money.
And how I'm going to make some drug money.
Well, you better make some drug money.
I need to make some serious drug money.
So this is what the healthcare system has driven Terry to, is we cannot pay her enough at par for success. She is now starting her own drug running business.
Right.
Well, because that's totally what we're talking about, right?
Exactly.
At least that's what I thought when you told me we were talking about drug money.
So I got a phone call the other day from my friendly pharmacist, and I called in a prescription for refill, and he called me back a couple of days later, and he said, I just wanted to let you know before you came in that the cost on your refill is going to be a little excessive, $1,500 for a 30-day supply.
So for each month, you've basically got a $1,500 membership fee.
Right.
To stay alive.
Right. I about had a heart attack when I heard that.
Well, don't do that. You need more medicine.
Right? It's just going to add to the cost. So the issue is that I have not met my deductible yet this year for my insurance.
So I think before we go any deeper, just to allow the anger to fester and just stew inside of you, I think let's do two things first, especially if this is your first time listening. I want to make sure that you definitely give Terry 5 stars today. Thumbs up on YouTube. She needs it. You know, wherever you're listening to us, if you're on your way to work, whatever it may be, please take the time. 5 stars, 2 thumbs up, whatever you can do. Terry would really appreciate it, to be honest. But let's talk quickly why, you know, for anybody who maybe hasn't heard some of the earlier episodes, let's just recap quickly, A, what's going on with you? Why do you need medicine? And then I think we probably should do a quick recap of deductibles, copays, just in case somebody doesn't want to go back to listen to the full episode on that, which you definitely should.
Right. Super important.
If you have not heard that yet, you definitely need to go back and do that. But I'll look for the episode number. Why don't you tell the person who doesn't know you and your story real quick, why do you need medicine?
Okay. So I have Ehlers-Danlos, which is a genetic disorder that affects connective tissue in the body. It has affected my heart. So I have to take several different medications to keep my heart rate low and my blood pressure at a certain level. Some of these drugs are quite inexpensive. Unfortunately, the one that I need is $1,500 a month expensive. And there's not a generic available because it's a new drug. And I have tried all of the lesser expensive options, all the cheaper options. And this, sadly, is the one that works best for me. So this is what we're taking, $1,500 a month. So the deductible,
which, if you want the full version, is episode 20.
Episode 20.
Copays, deductibles, co-insurance. What the I don't know. I think we probably shouldn't say that last word, trying to stay clean here, but
right.
WTF.
Yes.
So episode 20, if you want the full spiel on that and really the background, and we go into some good explanation that's actionable and useful there. But so let's talk real quick. What is a copay?
Copay is what you pay, the part you pay that your insurance does not pay. So some insurance plans, if you go to the doctor, you might have a $25 copay, or it might be a percentage of the doctor's visit.
And does that change? You've mentioned a couple times today that you haven't met your deductible.
Right.
How is it? What is a deductible? And B, how are a deductible and copay related?
So the deductible is the amount of money that you have to pay before your insurance will start to pay anything.
Okay, so if you
have, some people, that deductible is a few $1,000s.
I know mine personally is like $4,000.
Yeah, mine's somewhere in that range.
Okay, so at this point you haven't paid anything towards your deductible, so you would owe $4,000 before insurance pays a thing.
Correct.
And how much is insurance monthly? Because that doesn't go towards your deductible?
That doesn't go towards deductible. I think for my family, it's probably $1,000.
So, and that's not uncommon for a lot of you listening out there. If your deductible is, well, $4,000 and it costs you $1,000 a month for insurance, you are guaranteed 100% going to spend $12,000 just paying for the insurance over the course of the year. Plus, you're going to pay another $4,000 before insurance kicks in for anything. So you are guaranteed to pay $16,000. Let that set in. $16,000 before you get anything back.
Right. That's terrifying.
Okay. So
it's a lot of money.
You're on the hook for $16,000.
Yeah. You're making me sad here. I'm going to cry.
Now, what is this copay? Well, what is that?
So the copay, you will continue to pay even once you've met your deductible. You still have to pay your copay until you reach your out-of-pocket maximum, which is usually like $15,000-$20,000.
Okay, so you owe $12,000 in premiums. That's just every month you pay $1,000.
Right. And that does not go
that
towards...
That just disappears.
It, yeah.
And then you owe $4,000, which would be your deductible, until anything's covered.
Right.
So you're up to $16,000. Mm-hmm. And now let's say if your copay is $100, how many copays do you pay until you don't owe? Does that $100 count towards your $4,000?
No.
So copay does not count towards your deductible.
No.
So it's on top of that $12,000 in premiums, the $4,000 in deductibles, that's where we get the $16,000. On top of that, you then have to pay whatever that copay is until the end of eternity.
Right.
Or you meet your total out-of-pocket, which for most people in a family is going to be $15,000 for an individual. I believe the government mandates what it can be at. And I'd have to double-check, but I believe it's around, it's between $6,000 to $9,000, somewhere in that range for an individual. I apologize for not having that. I will put that in the notes, though. But that's all available. Look at your insurance plan. Those are the big three: copay, deductibles, and out-of-pocket maximum. Mm-hmm. So for you, let's circle back, $16,000 guaranteed payment.
That's gone.
And now you speak of this $1,500 copay.
Right. So for my insurance, until I have met my deductible, they do not cover medication at all. And that $1,500 does not go towards my copay. Or my deductible, I'm sorry. That $1,500 does not go towards my deductible. So if I never meet my deductible this whole year, I will be paying $1,500 a month for one medication.
So now your copay is $1,500. Now do they also bill the insurance? Like, do you also get a bill from your insurance that you have to pay that would actually count towards your deductible?
No.
So if I go to like the doctor's office, I may have a $50 copay. And then I'm going to get a bill for all the services and whatnot that happened there. And if I hadn't met my deductible, I'd be responsible for all of that. So in North Carolina, if you're going to a physical therapist, you're going to pay your copay. And then on average, you're going to pay about $250 per session. That's going to vary state by state. But in general, that's a good benchmark, $250 to $300 for a physical therapy session. Doctors usually more expensive than that. So you're saying with your medication, there is no additional cost?
No, because the insurance will not cover the prescriptions at all until I've met my deductible.
So you just got to get sick or go to the hospital or
something. Right. I was kind of thinking, like, maybe I should go have, like, some kind of procedure done or something, and then my deductible would be met.
I mean, shoot, if you get a $4,000 procedure,
right?
That'll save you, what, $1,800 for the year? $18,000
for the year? For the year?
So spend four.
Right.
And then
I would still be $16,000 or $14,000 ahead.
I mean, that'd be one hell of a staff party we could throw.
Right? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we can work that out.
I'm going to start a petition among the team here for
somebody needs to injure me, so I have to go to the ER. That would take care of it really fast.
Unfortunately, it doesn't take much to injure you these days.
No, it doesn't.
Take three steps and something goes. So,
but it's insane. It's insane to have to pay that much for a medication. No,
that's not the only medication.
No, that's not. That's just the expensive one.
What's your cheap one?
Cheap one. I have one that's only like $12 a month. That's totally reasonable.
And what didn't you say you had another one though?
Yeah, that was for another family member. That one's going to be $800 a month until we meet the deductible.
Jesus Christ! So you're dropping $2,000 a month. For two medications.
We're probably, I added it all up, until we meet our deductible, it's probably about $2,500 a month in drugs. And they're not even fun drugs.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you're watching on YouTube, you can see her little bullet. This brings me back to Cruel Intentions when they had the cocaine in there.
Right.
They would, it's not cocaine, though,
it's not cocaine. It's nitroglycerin. So
right. We have that on recording.
Right. It is nitroglycerin.
It is legal.
It's
needed
totally
for medical
legal.
Purposes. So, all right. So let's deductible. Hopefully you guys understand that if you're listening to that. If you're driving, hopefully you haven't gotten into an accident trying to comprehend all the math and words here. Copay just pretty much has lost money. And then co-insurance is, basically once you hit your $4,000, then you have to pay a percentage, correct?
Right. We're on a roughly 80-20. They'll pay 80% and we have to pay 20%.
Until you hit that max out of pocket, which for most families is around $14,000. For individuals, I believe it's around $7,000.
Yeah.
So let's say, so that first, you know, they tell you, hey, we don't cover that medication. So for somebody out there, you know, if you're listening right now and you've had this happen to you, Terry's going to take you through the steps that she's gone through in terms of trying to exhaust all the other possible options rather than signing up for an expensive membership to the drug company.
Right.
So what are your other options?
Well, the other little piece of the pie that sometimes comes into play is your insurance company may have a list of drugs that they do and do not cover. It's called formulary. If it's on their formulary, they will cover it at some point. If it's non-formulary, they will never cover it. Even if your doctor says this is the only medication that will keep this person alive, the insurance company says, no, it's not on our list. We won't cover it.
Should have checked that before you dropped the
right? Don't get sick until you look at what they cover, you know. So you really have to, when you get prescribed a medication, sadly, how it's going to be paid for needs to come into your thought process of what drug you take. So read the fine print.
Especially if you've got expensive taste in drugs.
Yeah, apparently I do.
Yeah.
So when I got that phone call of $1,500 after I started breathing again, I'm lucky. My pharmacist is really, really good. And there are apparently some drug companies issue these coupon cards that I don't quite understand how they work. But if you have the little magic coupon card, you can go to the drug company's website and download it. They will cover your copay up to a certain amount.
Like copay or?
Yeah, your copay.
Okay. So like for you have a $15,000 or $1,500 copay. They would pay a certain amount of that.
They would pay a certain amount. Unfortunately, that didn't work out for me. And the drug I wanted, the kind of insurance I have, just the stars did not align for that. The other option is there are some websites like goodrx.com. Where you can go and check out the price of your drug. You can order it through them with your prescription, obviously, and they might be able to get it to you at a discounted rate. I checked that. It didn't work. I also called the drug company, and my first intention was to scream and yell and have a tantrum because I was so angry, but I'm like, I'm trying to ask them for something here. Let's go with a nice approach. And I explained to them the situation that this is what my pharmacist told me the price was going to be. I've tried other drugs. They don't work. Is there anything the drug company could do for me? Because they do have assistance programs. So where we left it with them was they were going to call my insurance to find out why I'm being charged so much. They were going to talk to my doctor to find out, do I really have to take this drug? Are there any other options? And then they may or may not assist me with the cost of that. I probably will have to fill out some paperwork for them, giving them my income and the cost of my medical bills last year, what I think my medical bills are going to be this year. You need to show some sort of financial need, but I think $1,500 a month, pretty much everybody's going to have some financial need there.
That's more than my mortgage.
Right? Can you imagine the vacation I could take with that?
I'm still
amazing.
Thinking about that team or that staff party.
Right.
And that would be one blowout.
Awesome. So you do have to kind of do your homework and look for these other options to sort of help with the cost of drugs. Sometimes this is what it is, but you can find some deals out there. The other thing is I will call other pharmacies to ask their pricing. You're usually not going to see a dramatic, it's not going to go from $1,500 to $50, but it might go from $1,500 to $1,200. It's $300 a month. That's significant. So it's worth the time and effort. Sometimes you can go online and find pricing guides on that. I Googled discount drugs, cheaper prescription, you know, of my drug, and searched and searched, could not find anything. But I know a lot of people have been successful with that in finding, you know, a couple hundred dollars worth of savings.
Yeah, so it sounds like some coupon options that are out there. Mm-hmm. You said GoodRx.com.
GoodRx.com is the one that I've heard about quite a bit.
Okay. Unfortunately, didn't help you, but
no, didn't
hopefully
help me,
it'll help you listening.
Like I said, I know people who have, you know, through, I go to an Ehlers-Danlos group, and there's quite a few people who have had very good luck with either the manufacturer's card or the coupons or the, you know, mm-hmm. looking online. So it does work. Not for me this time, but maybe.
And where can you talked about the manufacturer's card. Is that just on the manufacturer's
yes,
website?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So definitely check out whatever, you know, find out the manufacturer of the drug that you need and go check out their mm-hmm. site. So you got basically websites looking for coupons. So GoodRx.com is one option. There's others out there. That was just the first one that Terry had brought up. And then there would be the coupons available on the manufacturer's pages. Obviously, check the formulary mm-hmm. you had mentioned and make sure if it's not on there, if it's on their non-formulary, then you're kind of screwed right yeah. off the bat. And then price shopping some pharmacies too. You can have some luck with that as well. Now, I always hear, well, why don't you just get the generic option? So why don't you just get the generic option, Terry?
There is no generic for this. It's a newer drug that they, the manufacturer still has the patent on it, and there is no generic available. So a lot of the newer drugs, there are no generics for several years.
I guess they got to pay for their billions of dollars in mm-hmm. R&D somehow, right?
You know, which I do understand that there needs, it's expensive to develop these drugs.
Well, but get better at it.
I have to think that there's a happy medium in here somewhere.
You would think.
You would think. But you know, maybe not.
As long as we've been working in this field,
no.
good reason and you know, goodwill don't necessarily yeah. always win out, unfortunately. Big money for the people
yeah.
on the one side usually yeah. does, though. Which is why we're trying to do it a little differently here.
Right. So trying to educate you so that maybe you can save a little bit.
Right, and hopefully you can find that provider or that pharmacy or that coupon that will make a huge impact in your life, hopefully mm-hmm. move the needle and allow you to keep living your life.
Definitely ask your doctor if there are other options. Because we've had that happen in the past where the doctor prescribes drug A. You go to the pharmacy and, oh my goodness, it's crazy expensive. And you talk to the doctor, oh yeah, there is a lesser option available, you know. So definitely, that's what I'm saying, ask.
Yeah, I mean, definitely first step, talk with your doctor. And then you obviously, you know, as we've talked about with all the other aspects that we talk about every week, educate yourself. Mm-hmm. You are your own biggest advocate. You have to be. Nobody else will be. You know, so really take a look at your insurance policy. Understand what's covered, what's not. You know, check out the websites, the manufacturers, websites for coupons and deals. And
yeah.
at the end of the day, if you have to call them directly like you did, it sounds like there are assistance programs out there.
Yeah, don't be ashamed to ask for help because sometimes it's out there.
Yeah, and if it's literally a life and death situation, I guess the cost of living is expensive these days.
Cost of living has gone way up in my house.
Cool. Well, hopefully that helps you guys understand that, you know, wherever you are, if you're in your car, if you're listening to this, just, you know, at the gym, whatever, wherever you're listening, hopefully that gives you a good idea about how insurance works in the drug market mm-hmm. and how to use your drug money wisely. If anyone has any leads for more drug money,
right.
Terry would gladly accept
well,
them.
Well, and if any of you have stories of being in this similar situation, maybe things that you've done that I haven't thought of yet, I'd love to hear about it, love to share that with everybody. I think it would be fun to see in the comments who has paid the most for any medication for a 30-day supply.
Well, I think you're going to start that off with 15 yeah. hundo.
So put some comments in there and let us know your most expensive drug payment.
Yeah. And if anybody, you know, if you do have a great resource that Terry has not found, or, you know, we're part of what we enjoy with this podcast is we're mm-hmm. learning as we go too.
Right.
And we've actually learned a lot from a lot of you out there. So please definitely, you know, as long and in detailed a comment as you'd like to leave, we'd really appreciate it. We'll keep looking, you know, at those comments for new ideas, new topics. And I think Terry has just extended quite the challenge mm-hmm. for the most expensive medication. And why don't we do this? As a token of our great frustration, anybody, you know, let us know what the medicine was. I guess you don't have to.
No, you don't have to.
If you're uncomfortable with that. But let us know what it was. We're going to take you at your word. Mm-hmm. And if you can beat Terry, we will send you a free Par for Success shirt.
Mm-hmm. Whoever has the most expensive.
Right.
Yeah.
And we'll, yeah.
And
so
we're going to go on the honor system here.
Yes, we are going to trust you. Integrity is a big part of Par for Success. Yes. And I'm going to extend that to you as our listeners. So, but anything else that you wanted to add on the drug money?
No, I think that's just, it's crazy. It's crazy.
It was actually, you were actually quite reserved today.
I know. It's, I've had a few days to kind of calm down a little bit.
I was expecting to throw the mic across,
right,
you know, into the camera, and then I'd have to get a lot more money to buy
to
all
pay
this
for
other
a
stuff.
New yeah. camera. Yeah.
I appreciate you not doing that.
Thank you.
So appreciate you hanging out with us this afternoon, morning, evening, whatever time of day it is that you're listening to us. Hopefully that helped you out. Check out the show notes. We'll have the links to all the resources that Terry mentioned. And don't forget to put some comments in there.
Yes.
How many or how much have you spent for a single 30-day supply of medicine? Mm-hmm. $1,500 for 1 month is the opening bid. I look forward to sending out yeah. many shirts and probably a letter of condolence for having to spend that much.
Right.
But hopefully it ended up well, and hopefully you're not still on that medication.
Right.
So we will see you next week. We have an exciting episode coming. The top five worst... I don't know. I think we should just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Have to tune in next week to find out.
Yeah. Bye.
See ya.